Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you, recording live from Miami Beach, Florida. This morning's show is starting off with a bang, and I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. I am so excited about the holidays. We're having a great time. I've had a lot of emails from you listeners, and I'm just happy to hear that everybody is sending in positive thoughts and that you are able to enjoy the holidays. I know they're tough for some people, but if you just work on your thinking and your thoughts and visit the Good News Show, it will turn it around for you. This morning's show is going to be very interesting. We have a very special guest. Her name is Irene Nichols. She has been a holistic practitioner for over 25 years, and Irene will share information about nutrition, healing, and much, much more. So you should stay. She'll be on at 10:15 this morning. And you can also learn more about Irene at her website. So when you are listening, bring a piece of paper and a pen, and you'll write down her information. So I want to thank you for being here, and this morning's show is on its way. I am here with Sherry. Are you with us?
I am with you. And so I want to also wish you all a very, very happy New Year and let you know that this new year is going to be an incredible year for everybody. Our best days are ahead of us. And just with that knowledge, it's a great way to go into the new year. And I wanted to talk a little bit about change and growth in the new year. So there are so many opportunities for us to grow. And there's so many different ways that we're going to grow. We're growing spiritually, we're growing in our life of success, our work, our relationships. We're growing in just being the best that we can be, and there is so many opportunities that we can tap into in this great world of opportunity. Always look for ways to improve. To be able to get out of the box and do something to improve ourselves and to be able to do something different. And I find if you find the area of your life that are your greatest gifts, if you, you know, take a look at what you do and what brings you joy and what are the things that really excite you, and those are your gifts. So you work on those gifts to develop them. And do your best, because if you do your best, you will always get noticed. The cream always rises to the top. You've heard that saying before, and it's so true. If you just put your best foot forward, do the next right thing, and be the best that you can be in all areas of your life, the opportunities that just come to you are mind-blowing. We always talked about before about being a problem solver, living in the solutions. And, you know, we don't want to be around people that are always in the negative and they're always the problems. You know, be a problem solver. If you're going to present somebody with a problem, always have the solution with you to back that. And I don't call problems problems anymore. I call them challenges. So whatever the challenge is that comes up, bring the solution with you so that you are coming in to talk to somebody and you're not only just bringing in the situation or the challenge, but you're backing it up with a solution. And the good news is it's never too late to start. It's never too late to start changing. It's never too late to start growing. And, you know, there's so many different things that we can do. We can listen to great CDs. There's great training out there. Listen to something that brings you knowledge and information. A great way to listen is if you're in the car. You know, always, you know, if I'm taking long drives, I always like to put in something really good that's going to be positive and motivating, and something that I'm listening to while I'm driving that distance or driving to work in the morning. And being able to put a great CD and that you can listen to. If you're at the gym or you're walking out on the street, that's a great time to listen. Instead of listening to music, listen to something that's going to help you grow and that's going to lift your spirit. So, you know, what I do is I make sure that I go to at least one seminar a year to be able to grow and learn and be the best that I can be. And I always talk about, you know, having mentors around, be around people that are, be around the winners. You know, when you have people in your life that you can talk to them and ask them, how do they do and accomplish what they are doing, and how do they get to the position that they wanted, or how do they get to the spiritual place that they are, that you are searching and looking for. Always ask questions. Pick their brain.
Well, I think that's a good suggestion. It also allows you to reach out to somebody. And, yeah, it is important to monitor people. Are they positive or negative in your life? And if they're positive, continue with that and learn from them. And also give it back. There's a lot said for giving back to people. Share your experiences. Give them a positive smile. Give them something to lift them up, because if you do it back and forth, before you know it, you're going to be floating. You're going to be like just high on life. If they don't have a positive effect on you, you really should take a strong look at that and limit your time with that person. And, you know, also add some positiveness to them. But if they're resisting it, you just take care of yourself and do it in small spurts, or you know, encourage them to you know, see things a different way, but get out of the energy, just move away from it. And, you know, I really think that it's important to do that, Sherry, and I think it is a new year. It's a great time to reevaluate your life, your career, your relationships, and your friendships, and, you know, just start the new year with give yourself stars for the changes you made last year, and make a list for the changes you want to make in the new year, because it's a process. It's an ever ongoing process where you just, you know, can always make yourself feel better and grow as we get older.
It's true. And it's like life is too short to be around people that are negative. You know, life is too short to be around people that are not going anywhere. You know, be around people that lift you up, that lift your spirit, and make the most of what you have. And I always say, like, where do you want to be in a year from now? You know, this is a great time to think about what you want to project for your future and for the next year to come.
Well, and to elaborate on that, Sherry, we have some good news about a book. Would you like to tell the listeners about the book we saw over the weekend?
Yeah, the book is called Where Do You Want to Be in the Next 5 Years?
Where Do You Want to Be in the Next 5 Years? I think the title on the edge is Five, F-I-V-E. But it's an incredible book that allows you to, it stimulates your thought process, and it allows you to think into the future, and it just gives you these affirmations and encouragement to grow and kind of have a path and create your own path. So I thought that was good news to know that's
yeah.
on the shelves of Barnes & Nobles and big stores like that. So
yeah, that is a great book, and I don't know the author yet, but I'm going to be researching it, and I'm going to be bringing the information back to you.
Absolutely.
And share that information on the Good News Show. So what you need to do coming into the year, write a list of the goals that you want to set for yourself, and also, write a list of the things that you want to let go of in this year, things that you don't need, that don't serve you anymore, and write another list of the things that you want to create for yourself for this year. And you can take the list of the things that you don't want in your life anymore, whether it's people in your life, different things about yourself, different habits that you want to change, and then burn that list and put it out into like in the ground where there's some soil or something, and just get it out of the way, because that stuff is gone. You don't need that anymore, and you don't need to have that in your life. So you're letting go of it, and then you have your list the things that you want to create for the new year. And so, you know, develop a plan to be a little bit better each day. And that's a good way to start out, just, you know, little baby steps. You know, you have a plan of what do you want to do, where do you want to be, and what is it going to take to get you to that place? What are the things that you need to do, whether it's a little bit more education or talking with somebody that can train you to get the skills that you need to move on to do the next thing that you want to do. And you have a desire to be better and get ahead, the universe will always put someone or something in your path that will, like when the teacher... when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And we've heard that, and that really is so true. So that's a good thing to know. It's a good thing to know that it really does happen and it really does work. So have a growth plan and, you know, go to a new level. It's like stepping out of the box and be the star in your own show. Be the star in your own life and take things, you know, take life in full force and just grab onto it and know that you are going to really do everything in your power to be able to go to the next level, to do the things that are going to help you to reach your successes. And one of the things somebody was talking about the other day is about turning off the TV a little bit earlier and read something positive or something that will help you grow. And I know that's something that we all could do a little bit more of because we get locked into the TV and there's so much out there that we can really learn from. I mean, there's so much on the computer alone that is mind-blowing that sometimes if I have spare time in a day, I will go into listen to on tape all the different people that have great positive shows like ours, and I will listen to like a whole day of listening to different shows that fill me up because I put a lot of energy out there to fill other people up. And I always need to get back to filling myself up. And I do the things that I know that it takes to fill me up, whether it's my spiritually and being emotionally at an emotional, serene level so that I can be my best and do my best. So I do the things that I know that it takes to become more spiritually fit. And I will be aware of that on a daily basis. What are those things that I need to do, whether it's, you know, exercising, eating better, getting back to a healthier way of eating, being able to read more spiritual books and tap into all those things that I know work for me. So I highly encourage you to, at least if you hear some of the things that I have to say, and that's my New Year's speech for you all.
Well, that's wonderful, Sherry. It's always good to hear you and hear all of your positiveness and encouragement for people to grow. So I want to thank you for being with us, not only today, but throughout this year. We're almost at our one-year anniversary. So I just want to thank you. And listeners, this is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami Beach, Florida. If you want, you can pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you're not listening to us live, or if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders, you can download the show right through iTunes into your iPod and take us on the go with you. So if you need to learn more about that, go to the website at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us.
www.miamiblog.us. This is Patty Black bringing the show live from Miami, Florida. I'm on air with Sherry, and we have a very special guest this morning. We have Irene Nichols that's going to be interviewed for 30 minutes, and I do see her calling in, so let me see if I can bring her in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Irene. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. Well, it's a little difficult to hear you, so if you could speak a little louder, it would be helpful.
All right. I'll try to up the volume.
That's okay. Better. Yes,
all
there
right.
You are.
Okay.
So, Irene, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, this may take a while because...
Okay.
We have time.
I do a lot. Okay. Let's see. All right. How I started out was when I was 18 years old, my father died, and he was the love of my life. He died from a massive heart attack due to poor eating habits. I mean, he actually ate mayonnaise sandwiches. And his doctor told us that every artery was blocked, and he didn't know how he even made it that far. So I was heartbroken, and I vowed then to study nutrition so it would never happen to me or the rest of my family. And that became a burning desire. And I started out going on that venue. It led me to meet two very famous holistic pioneers. And this was way back in the early 60s. These were Dr. Paul Bragg, which many people may know about some of his products, and Dr. William Baum. And these were two great men of the natural hygiene movement. And back then, the holistic field and the whole food consciousness was connected with men like these who were actually in their late 60s. And when I first met them, I was overwhelmed because I had never seen a quality of health and wellness like this before. So they became my guardian angels, and they guided me into becoming an holistic nutritionist as opposed to a registered dietitian. And in New York City, I opened up a diet center called Diet Works, and today I have a photo album of all my before and afters of clients losing hundreds of pounds and eating whole foods and food combining, oh my goodness, way before it was popular. So running the center was successful, and I became the weight loss guru, and I was able to effectively help people reduce their weight. And working with their doctors, I even got to help them eliminate medications due to all the new physical improvements that they were experiencing. But I would notice that about 40 to 50% would start going back to their old habits like 4 to 6 months after their maintenance program had ended.
Mm-hmm.
And this really started to concern me because this is what led me into hypnotherapy, using hypnosis to pull out those old programs, the old beliefs, the old tapes that I found were still in the subconscious mind, and were still playing a big role, even though I had worked with their conscious mind and they had made such progress and so many changes, they would go back. So I worked with hypnosis, and that really proved to be the missing link to the permanent weight loss. And I began to absolutely love it because I was helping clients to not only lose the weight, but stop smoking and eliminate their fears and change behaviors. And I was improving their personal development as well. So that became a big part of who I was. And what I realized was some of those childhood tapes in the subconscious mind were the actual causes of some of the diseases that these clients were manifesting. So that led me then to devote my time into really understanding what true healing really was. And now that led me to become an energy healer as well. So from there on, I started adding like four more modalities to my toolbox, and I became a Reiki master. I think you know what Reiki is. The ancient art of transferring the universal healing energy to the client, and allowing that to remove the stress and enliven the body energies. So I also became a biogenesis practitioner. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's another form of using energies that have been infused into crystal-like tools that also work to calm the physical energies and reduce stress. I added EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's another form of wonderful energy tapping on the meridians, and along with kinesiology, and much thanks to Roger Callahan and Gary Craig and George Goodhart. These were all the pioneers who developed this wonderful, accessible approach to energy psychology that we were all learning back then, and showing how the energy systems get disrupted by our emotions and trauma. And what happens is it leaves a resulting imbalance in the system that begins to become the precursor to many of the afflictions and diseases that people have. So I loved using EFT and still do. This dismantles these like traffic-like jams in the system, and the energy starts to flow again. So I can take somebody who comes into the office who's in absolute tears and is in an uncontrollable emotional state, and within 15, 20 minutes, there is a calm human being with a smile, and that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And my fourth modality is the work of one of my favorite teachers, and that is Donna Eden's energy medicine. And those who know Donna Eden's work, Donna has the ability to see through the body. And she can see all the energy systems. I mean, we are just learning about some of the work that she can see. She has put together her well-documented, elaborate expertise in teaching us how the irregular energies affect the body and how to balance these energies so people can live a more energetic, productive, and joyful life. And because, you know, the body knows how to heal itself, and the body heals by activating its natural healing energies. So we are the practitioners that help restore the energies that have become weak and disturbed and out of balance. And it's wonderful work. It's wonderful work to see the results in somebody.
Well, that's one that I had not heard of before. And it's so interesting that there are so many different things that you can tap into.
Goodness, there are so many. I actually had learned maybe three to four more energy type of healings. But, you know, at one point you have to start honing in on becoming a master of just a few.
Mm-hmm.
And not go off in too many directions. And I found that the energy medicine, the EFT, the biogenesis, and the Reiki are truly wonderful healing tools for anyone who wants to do this work. And, I mean, Donna's work gets us really in touch with meridians and chakras and the auric field and the basic grid and the rhythm system and the strange flows. And these are things that, you know, before her work came about, it was not easy to even comprehend. So it's been a wonderful road for me.
And how do you decide on which modality you're going to use on a person, I guess, from interviewing them and seeing what their needs are? You just...
Well, I'm not finished yet because there's more things in my toolbox.
Okay.
You may think with all of this that I had completed my lifelong education, but the crown jewel really was becoming a Universal Brotherhood minister, which is a non-denominational order, and allowing me to offer also spiritual counseling along with the ability to perform marriages and house blessings and funeral services. So that was a big part of the healing program because I was a part of the New Thought System, being a member of the Unity Church, and of course singing in the choir for 10 years. But in New York, let me tell you a little bit about my other background. In New York, I had a small weekly spiritual group, and we were introduced to Esther and Jerry Hicks 22 years ago. Esther is the channel for Abraham, the non-physical
group who's
been giving us the laws of the universe in the most educational format. And we became the first students to embrace these laws and apply them, and I've gone on to teach them. And this work, of course, has become the well-known secret that Rhonda Byrne brilliantly marketed, but it was no secret to those of us who were already working with these laws and teaching it. And this volume of work really became the basis of my life coaching, combining the practical coaching and spiritual counseling together for both personal development and healing and business mastering. So now you get an idea of the entire box of tools. So when you ask, what do I use? I take a very elaborate initial history on a new client. And this begins, I'm always aware of which modality I'm going to use based on their initial history, based on their problems, based on what they're coming in to use me for. So for each person, it's different. But there are some basic needs that we all need as a foundation for our own spiritual self-development, for our own personal maladies that can be healed. So the healing, I think, my energy healing becomes the foundation, because when a person comes in and they are in a emotional trauma, you have to get those energies to calm down so that the conscious mind can even hear what you have to say to it. Most people, when they are in that state, can't hear what I'm saying. And they'll tell me later, you know, the session was 2 hours, and I know you said so much, I can't remember it because I was so scattered. So the healing is primarily the first order to get those energies just calm enough. Hypnosis is a huge part, because obviously there are those old programs that are disrupting the person's well-being. So I usually use maybe 4 different programs in about 4 to 5 sessions, and that should do the trick for somebody to really understand their physical nature, their mental capacity, their energies, where they are going in their lives, what their purpose is, and to get them on their road to their own personal mastery.
So I know you just went to Dubai to do a seminar. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that experience?
Absolutely. Well, I just got back, where I not only facilitated the spiritual marriage of my daughter, but gave this wonderful all-day workshop called Deliberate Destiny, and it's on deliberately creating your life. And the audience was expatriates and foreigners and citizens of Dubai. It really became one of the highlights of my career because a lot of the information that we are privy to here in the States, we take for granted. But this information gets censored in a Muslim country. And the foreigners there are hungry for enlightened information. Their bookshops are one quarter the size of our Barnes & Noble. And not every book that we get to read here is allowed over there. I recently became a contributing author in a book called Thank God I, which offers short stories from over 44 authors on how we all turned tragedy into triumph and how the energies of gratitude can heal your life and become, and you can become the victor, not the victim. And the story of finding my daughter is actually in this book. I brought copies to Dubai, which made a strong impact on the group because it's not a book that you will find in their bookstores, and because material like this is actually censored there. So the workshop was an unbelievable experience because I got to deal with people from all different walks of life and from all different countries. I had, there was 25, and I had British and Irish and Italian and French and Muslim and American and Iranian and South African. And to deal with the needs of all these different people from all these different countries, you realize that we are all in need of basic needs because their needs were no different than ours, just maybe a little bit more tweaked in the necessity of just to share with your audience. In Dubai, expatriates have to have an exit strategy because at age 60, their visas get denied. So there were women who were in their late 50s in absolute fear and doubt of what is the next step for them, not wanting to go back to perhaps their original country and not knowing what their strategy is for the next step in their life. So they got a lot of value out of this workshop because it's deliberate destiny and it's teaching them the laws of how you apply these laws to your life to deliberately create what you want. Because when you are in that fear and in that doubt and in that confusion, you are actually miscreating. So a lot of ahas went off in the workshop.
can imagine.
Yeah, as they were getting, the moment of enlightenment as to, okay, I think I understand, and I think I know what I need to do now, and I think I know what my problem has been. And they did get to do vision boards. They did create what they wanted, and then they actually physically put it into a vision board, and they know now how to use that and how to apply it on a daily level. So it was a huge success, and I actually got to do a few counseling on a one-on-one basis. So Dubai was an unbelievable experience, and I may add a jaw-dropping one also, because you are in total awe of the architectural marvels there and the leading-edge interior designs that they have put together. So I had a lot of tourism and a lot of sightseeing mixed in with working and performing the marriage. So it was a very beautiful trip, and I look forward to going back.
Yeah, that it sounds absolutely amazing, and to be able to be of help to people that don't get the knowledge that we are so generously given here. That has got to be great. I know when I go to foreign countries, I appreciate so much when I come back the luxuries that we have here.
And we have them. And they, you know, they look to us because we are the leading edge in thought here. We are processing a lot of information in the States, and I mean volumes of information. I would say they are perhaps 10 to 15 years behind in really processing all of it because they have been denied so much information. I mean, while I was there, Muslim women were denied yoga. It was outlawed for them. So you can see how many things that we get to experience on a daily level are not distributed throughout the world. So, yeah, this workshop made a huge impact on them. But I may add that in Dubai, the whole holistic movement is underground. This is not something that can be advertised. All the practitioners there are really underground because, again, only medical doctors are allowed to practice, and so the holistic field is really centered. So we are so privileged here. We have so much given to us, and we become the teachers for the rest of the world.
Right, that's great. So that was just a great experience for you, and to be able to come into the new year now, isn't it exciting when you think about like coming into the new year? And there's just so many, you know, I know a lot of people are going through some struggles and, you know, trials and tribulations and such, but when you do look at it on the positive way, it's so much that's giving us the opportunity to become the best that we can be and to tap into all that's out there and to know that, you know, we have the ability to create our world. And
I think that this is our innate nature, and this is why, for me, the spiritual development is so much a part of my work, because without that, we are not guided in the right way. We kind of go off the road and hit speed bumps. But when you can take your nature, your physical nature, and connect it to a larger order, and realize that we are spiritual beings, physical body, and we do have to take care of it with nutrition because it's our vehicle, and we're taking it, you know, through our own history, and we don't want it to break down. We want it to be vital and healthy and wonderful and joyful, and that only allows our emotional nature then to be thriving. And when you marry the subconscious mind and the conscious mind together, you have an unbelievable source of power within your own self. And we are meant to do great things in this lifetime. And when you unleash all this power, it is amazing how much you can accomplish when you realize you don't have to allow the body to deteriorate and become diseased and become lesser than it was meant to be. And I think a lot of us now are on that same wavelength. And it is a wonderful time. And it can only get better, right?
It can only get better.
Our best days are ahead of us.
Our best days are ahead of us.
Absolutely. Irene, we have a few minutes left. I'd like for you to give your contact information to our listeners so they can learn more about what you're doing and possibly get in touch with you.
Well, I actually am going to be featured in the 2009 Who's Who from the Heritage Registry for all the work that I have done. But I can be contacted at Optimal Health Center and that is 195 Geralda Avenue in Coral Gables. The zip code is 33134. The telephone is 305-567-1973. And I do have a website, irenenichols.com, and that's IreneNichols.com. And you can find out when perhaps the next workshop will be.
Do you have your workshops posted on the website?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Right now, because I just got back, I don't have any planned because I'm doing a few other things, preparing to speak at the University of Miami, where I do a past life regression for some of the students. So I'm preparing for that next, and there's a few other things coming up. But you can always find out what the next thing will be. And, of course, I'm there at the Optimal Health Center.
Okay, great. So, listeners, the website, again, is www.irenenichols.com. That's IreneNichols.com. And, Irene, we want to thank you for being on with us this morning. We have waited a long time to hear you on our show, so I want to thank you very much with your presence today.
My pleasure, Sherry, and anytime I could be of service, I will be here.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. We wish you a very happy new year.
Happy new year to both of you too, and to all your listeners.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. So, listeners, that was Irene Nichols. She's a fabulous person to just get to know. And so go to the website. There's a lot of information. And we want to thank you for being with us. Happy New Year. We've enjoyed the year, all of you. This is our last show, Sherry, for the year.
It is. And it's been a great year. And, it's almost our year anniversary for doing the show. And thank you all for all your input and all your support.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned and log on. If you want to hear us live, you can log on Mondays. So we're looking forward to having you with us next Monday. It will be in 2009. So thank you for being there. We love you, and now we're signing off.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.